members of the committee, which were having a quorum. Let me tell you, honourable members, some you have seen the email from Honourable Mhlongo. I'm suspecting he is out of order. I need that it must be recorded. Because when we called a meeting in council, but immediately we were saying that let's have a session in order that we must handle the our program and also this thing of Mabida Stadium. It was not only one political party was present in that meeting. Honorable Mhlongo sent an apology, and as a committee, we did accept the apology. But he is so out of order that yesterday sent an email to me saying that I must consult. I cannot just change the program. We changed the program because the understanding with the members that we don't have research, we don't have content advisor, so we were waiting for our report to be finished, and it was not yet. And when it was finished on that day, and then we said, no, let's apply for a slot of today. And we are here, and our secretary did amend the program according to the committee members, and she circulated that. When now he's claiming that I'm not consulting as a chairperson, I felt offended. And unfortunately, I responded back saying that you are out of order. When we have accepted your apology, things that were debated, they were binding whoever was not in the meeting, especially you, who forwarded them, what you call the apology. So he said he's not going to be here, as I know that he is a shadow minister. Also, he wrote profile of his political stand. So, and then he's saying that he's not going to come to this meeting. Seemingly, he was also talking about Honorable Bergman once he didn't say, but we know that Honorable Bev, Honorable Boutis, and Honorable Bergman, they do have second committees. Honorable Bergman today is having a meeting, but it didn't forward an apology. The apology is true, this allegation by Honorable Mhlongo, that even himself, some of us, will be doing it the same. Honorable members, I'm presenting this report, which has been, this is the second week that it was with us through our emails. If you did read, can we go page by page in order that you must add and maybe subtract, and after that, we'll be trying that, not trying, next week we'll be adopting it. Because of challenges of our members, and let's try to be brief to the point, even the minutes which are outstanding, we're not going to deal with them. Let's go to page one. Those who think that they want to add something in page one. I know that, as I was saying, that it was out last week, this report. If there's no one who wanted to say anything from page one, let's go to page two. noticed as committee, you know, as members who have been in this committee, that the format has changed. We've seen that it's not the way that it used to be. But I'm suspecting. I do agree that we do accept the way that it has been written, the report, because the format is indicating of what we know. Let's go to page 3. Honorable Alvin Bouchis, as we have seen that we are seeing him for the second time, did try one other meeting. But I'm suspecting that we need him more than once. But the committee, which he also he is serving, is another committee that always needed him to be there. So, Honorable Ramhomo did try to assist himself and myself, that how come, if they want that he must serve to any other committee, it must be a different cluster. We do understand even with BEV, but BEV doesn't have a problem. They head cluster committee. We do have a gap in between. He has got a chance to go there, but with Honorable Buti Saveri, we can say that we are short of one member since Honorable Manana is not with us. Honorable Raihom, can you do a follow-up on this? I'm seeing that he cannot even contribute because this is the first, maybe didn't have chance to it, but he's a very capable member. Honorable Raihom, Honorable Bev.
Well, Chair, I thought you indicated that it looks like you interacted with the week and then it has been resolved that on basic education he will be the alternate. So I think because of his intervention, it looks like it has been resolved, and I'm quite confident that we spend most of his time with the experts and education.
Thank you, my name is on page 8, it's not the latest, okay? Salga, I'm just going to call Salga and then 3.2. That's S-A-L-G-A, okay, correction, inverted. 3.2, Salga, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ramon, and thank you, Honorable Butis, because really, I know that they wanted that skill from himself, whilst we also wanted it, but unfortunately their deployment is wrong, and I'm not going to comment why it is wrong. Welcome again as our full member. Yeah. Let's go to page 9. Just receiving the apology for Honorable Muteka is attending labor. He said he can join us later. We need to record apology of Mr. Muteka. Whilst Mr. Jaisa was here and asked to be released also, but he was present. Can we go to page 11?
Because if Madam Chair can just look at the first paragraph on page 10, it speaks about municipalities are unable to spend the national treasury without almost 287 million. And I think under observations, because if an ordinary person says provinces are unable to spend, they can think about the equitable share and not necessarily about the mid-grant. So I would suggest that probably our observations should be more clear that we are speaking about the question of the mid-grant that they are unable to spend and possible.
Thank you so much. I've shown the Honorable the Ranhoma even before you commented in that paragraph that you are talking about of an amount of 287 million. I was thinking, but it's because I was thinking that when we're doing a discussion, we will be saying we noted ABC, because I've noted, and also once we are seeing that maybe it does save time when we are in these pages to comment, because in the observation, I was thinking that we'll be discussing, but if honorable members will feel that the correction must be done now in order that when we get into a discussion, we discuss with the understanding, because it's not all the provinces. I've even noted in here, I was thinking that I will raise in our discussion, saying provinces are still unable to spend allocation funds. As this COVID, we know that in provinces that are not using the support money, I'm suspecting there are about seven. According to our understanding, the Western Cape and Free State Department declared that those are only provinces which are using their allocation budget on sport. So maybe this is right, what we are raising. Any other person wanted, maybe this the way that Dado wanted to do is saving our time when we are going to discussion. Honorable
No, Chair, I thought that we let's put provinces and municipalities because both of them, to a certain extent, we've got frustration. But Honorable Member is correct that it can't just be provinces, whereas we have made observations about weed. Yeah, so let's include weed.
something about the report, the edition, or anything that you think that is omitted in the way maybe that we agree that we've noted the draft report, and then next week we must come and adopt that report. Honorable Rakhon.
Okay, I wanted to check, because normally we also get reports from the AG on performance of the department. And normally we know that the department has been getting clean audit ever since. Is it the case this year? And we also know that the BSA and SAID have been struggling, but SAID was almost on the edge of getting the report. What is the case in terms of last year?
Can I ask, suggest that what we are saying, we are not asking from our secretary. We are proposing that we must get that in order that it must be circulated, and when we are coming and adopting our report, it must be already with us. And it's important even for the debate, because if what is taken just from the department that they've got clean report, as the AG just said that they've got the clean report, but we want a detailed full report, because they couldn't come, they were saying that there's nothing new. You can't just say that there's nothing new. They are compelled. We did last time ask the secretary to write and saying that we want a written report about our department. So I'm suspecting he's re-emphasizing that by next week, this week we must get circulated report from AG, especially other members. Sometimes they wanted to play politics about the committee work, which I'm not going to accept it. So by today, we ask our secretary to write and ask what the honorable members are saying, especially your proposal, honorable Rakhon. Honorable members, okay.
Thank you, Chair. I will write again, but we did receive a letter from the AG when they asked them for a report last time. But I will write again. But in the letter, they just indicate that
will be saying within you are not defining your indicators properly, therefore we want you to change them and so on and so on. But on finances, they must put their opinion so that we know what is the opinion. We know that the PSA was trending. Are they going up or is it still the worst? We know that sales was on the verge of receiving a green body. Are they becoming worse? We just need the department, because the department is the one that carries them.
I'm suspecting our center is saying that she did write to themselves. They were emphasizing that they cannot, they not usually do that, as we don't want to put strong words that they must not undermine us, but we are pleading, even if they were having type schedule, that we are also a department of this government. We want, if they cannot come to us, they must write what we wanted. We don't have anything. This thing was rejected last time, and then we said the letter must be retained. I'm also supporting the honorable members about that. Honorable members, this is the draft report. I'm suspecting that we have put additions and put more flesh on it. Again, somebody who's responsible for the getting of us, the content advisor, he did come, Mr. Bani did come to me this morning to report officially about our content advisor. He said they are in the verge of finalizing. By Monday, they will be finalizing, taking the final procedures to HR. So from there, they are promising that, because we did raise this last meeting, that's the thing. Just a moment, sorry, Stacey. We don't accept, Judge, 10 past 5, we're still getting in with the members' breakfast. 10 past 10. 5 past 10. No. Please, listen, I'll give you a chance, Nomeba, but I don't want you to get out. I'm seeing that you are bringing some shortage of breakfast. It's the members are getting in here 9:30, and they're supposed to have a breakfast before. They are not coming at 9:30. They're coming earlier in order that they must not eat in front of media. But sometimes, because the breakfast is always coming very late, it's not nice that cameras, they are taking our members eating. I'm seeing Nonaba raising her hand. Let me hear from you, Nonaba.
Good morning, members. I apologize, Chair. Apparently, it was sent yesterday. The head chef is the one who didn't send to their office here in ground floor. Apparently, the head chef.
Okay. Apology is accepted. You say that we were not just complaining. It's your chef. Tell the chef, Nonaba, and you that a committee is not accepting what is going on. Were the committee like any other committees that they must get a breakfast in time. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Honorable members, in that note, Honorable Beth,
thank you for continuing to say in line with what you've said. Our research also, our committee is really neglected, and I don't think it's acceptable for so long, and we don't want to overstrain our new secretary and cause any problems. So maybe our researchers also need to be looked at. We need a research and a content advisor. It's been overdue for a very, very long time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I've raised that with himself that they must not come to report piece by piece. Also don't have research. Honourable members, I'm suspecting I did get a report of some researchers who wanted to assist us, that they were also busy preparing for other committees, because that those committees who are going to debate this week, they will be starting with us next week. So I'm suspecting in another meeting of us, which is not a secret study group, we need to check members, especially next week, that we must be ready about our preparations. Let me again thank members that, you know, yesterday it was not an easy meeting. This is the scheme of things.
Thank you.